Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, I'm going to be really quick on this one because we just did the Well Damn Radio review for it, and I feel like I got a lot off my chest, so I'm not going to really go too much into detail with this one. Coming to you from Marvel Studios and Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures, release date for April 10th, 2017, which was in Tokyo, May 5th, 2017 in the United States. Running time was 136 minutes, and the budget was $200 million, and the box office, as of right now, today's Memorial Day, $788.6 million. Film was officially announced at the 2014 San Diego Comic-Con International. And you know what? It is the third grossing highest film of 2017. I'm going to be completely honest. Like I said, I'm just going to run down exactly how I feel about it. I'm sure they are going to come out with a Blu-ray release, DVD, digital, 3D, and all that. Just no particular time frame. Chris Pratt was even at the Kids' Choice Awards. Oh, that was fun. Like I said, it is the sequel to the first one, Volume 2. It has a basic story. That's it to me. It has an absolute basic story. It follows the first movie, just in a couple of, couple months. It might have been like 3 months. Chris Pratt as Star-Lord is absolutely hysterical. Drax is the best. The two of them, the dynamic duo the two of them have is phenomenal. Gamora comes off like the mom of the group. I don't like Baby Groot. I'm sorry, I just... Yeah, he just comes off as annoying to me. Rocket's kind of like a little bitch. Yondu is absolutely hysterical. You get to see more of his character. Spoiler alert, he ends up dying because he saves Star-Lord's life. And Nebula. Nebula is still like a little whiny bitch. There was no Thanos. There was no lead to the Avengers. Didn't like that. Ego the Living Planet, I thought was a really cool way to make... normally Jason is Star-Lord's father, but not in this movie, not in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Ego the Living Planet is. They tell the conception of pretty much him and his planet and his mother. They inform that his mother had had cancer because Ego gave it to her. That part got to me really bad. The best, probably one of the laugh scenes is Drax talking about asking him if he has a penis. Then also, the end scene where, Yondu is holding, Chris Pratt and Star-Lord, and he's like, he wasn't your father, he may have been your father, but he wasn't your daddy. Probably the best fucking laugh I've had in the whole film, next to, the first penis, joke scene. So, you meet, Mantis, who's one of the new members of the Guardians, I guess now, as well as Kragan? They join because they don't have a choice. Kragan does it out of willingly because all of his friends died at the hands of Taserface. Fuck him. And we also have, the gold people. I don't remember her name. Don't remember her name at all. Aisha, that's what it was. Aisha. And the film starts off like it should have been shot, you should have watched it in 3D from the beginning. I liked Ego's character at the beginning, but then once he got into detail, he was kind of a dick. Chris Pratt is still stuck in the 90s as Star-Lord. I'm sorry, the 80s. And it was, awesome. X Volume 2 was okay. The fact that they had a Zune player was absolutely hysterical. The actual premise, I felt like they closed a lot of information so they can get to the Avengers. But other than that, I was just like, oh, okay. Well, this is literally just a direct sequel. There's no correlation to the Avengers yet. There is no tie-ins with any other universe. Except for Stan Lee as the Watchers, that's kind of cool. There's no nod to the Avengers, except for Adam Warlock shows up in the end credit scene, and Nova Corp barely in it. The fight scenes were flight and fight scenes were pretty cool, but other than that, Ego was a dick. Didn't like him towards the end, like I said. And you find out that Star-Lord's mother was killed and given cancer because of Ego's desire to rule the galaxy, essentially. So that really hit hard. And Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, absolutely hysterical. As a movie premise goes, it was good. It's just the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. It is not an Avengers movie. Even though it takes place right after the first film, they will tie in eventually. But I watched it twice already. Not my favorite Marvel film, I will say that. Not out of the cinematic universe. It is very good, but other than that, it had a lot of disappointing facts for me. I will just say that. I wasn't blown away. I was left a little disappointed, and I was sad. I was really sad because Yondu was one of my favorite characters in the first one, and just in general, and it sucks. Yeah, it absolutely sucks. I'm like, all right, where are we going forward? There are 5 post-credit scenes, one of which you didn't even know was a post-credit scene because it took place way too fast. Howard the Duck is in the movie. A strip club is in the movie, or a whorehouse. That's kind of funny. Taserface and his group of bandits I couldn't give 2 shits about. Baby Groot just came off as annoying and whiny. I just wanted to, like, hit him. I just don't like Groot. I don't know why. Rocket comes off as too much like a bitch. And Vin Diesel, you gotta watch his commentary about him in this character. He, like, praises it. He's like, the character that can come back and regenerate is, like, the coolest thing. And I'm like, dude, you had, like, 3 lines they just reuse in different, like, I don't know. Chris Pratt is absolutely hysterical. Him and Batista, best part of the film. Hands down, best part of the film. I didn't care about the relationship between Nebula and fucking Gamora. But I did care about the love triangle. Mantis was funny. Mantis and her power of telepathy was pretty cool. Drax and Star-Lord are the funniest out of the 2. Hands down. I like Mantis' character. I like how she's, concerned about the group. I didn't care about Aisha. I didn't care about the entire Golden Fleet and, like, the batteries and all this stuff that Rocket traits. I didn't care about that shit. I really didn't, because I was like, this is so irrelevant to where it's leading to me. Or maybe it will involve, but I guess with Adam Warlock, and that's how I thought, I was like, oh, shit, now we have a problem. But they probably won't address it until Guardians Volume 3. So it's like, fuck, all right, what are we going to do? Like, Iron Man 2 had the, introduction of Scarlet Witch, War Machine, but, I don't know, what are you going to do? So, it's good. It's a good movie. I would watch it again, absolutely. But I probably only watch it, like, once or twice, but other than that, wasn't my favorite. Hey, take a look at the Well Damn Radio review that we did for the episode of Major Opinions on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I think this movie was a success and thought it did what it needed to be because it was strictly a Guardians movie. Hence, Volume 2. It wasn't just 2, it was just Volume 2. So I guess there's a little bit of continuity that there is the first one, second one, and then eventually they'll go to the Avengers. But it was nice to see that Peter was a Celestial. He's a god, but now he's not no more because Ego's planet is now dead and destroyed. There's a lot I didn't like. Rocket's attitude I didn't like, but Kragan, he's going to join the team, and he's going to take over where Yondu left off for, using the thing on his head, the fin, and the whistle, and the little dart. I don't know what they call that thing. Guardians of the Galaxy, I liked it. I did leave happy. I did say that I enjoyed it. So, I left the theater and I was like, this is cool. This is good. This is good. I had a bunch of laughs. I was going to watch it with my brother. One of the things that we enjoy the most is watching these movies together. So, it was a good evening. Then I watched it a second time. Watch it a second time. With my mom and her boyfriend. And they had actually, I don't know how they got a bootleg stream. I don't partake in any of that shit. I like the physical releases. I like buying the DVDs and having the best quality. I don't like downloading films. I don't like the idea of it. I'm against streaming and getting stuff for free. I don't like doing that. If it's on a paid subscription where I can watch it at its best quality, then I'm all for that. But if you download it illegally, then shame on you. Because that takes away, you might say, they're making millions, what do they lose? It's the same thing with downloading music. It takes away from the artist and especially everybody involved. I mean, hell, if you download my podcast, it's same thing. It's you stream it for free. It's like, all right, great, I did all this hard work for nothing, essentially. So, I don't know. Nonetheless, I like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Is it my favorite? I give it an 8 out of 10, maybe a 9 out of 10. I don't remember what I gave it on the Well Damn review. Probably something like that. So, nonetheless, it's a must-watch, though. If you're going to watch the Guardians movies and the Cinematic Universe, it does have some connections. But it's a standalone film, nonetheless. It's the sequel to the first one. That's all it is for me. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Take care.